Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi today on this last weekend of July. A giant show in store for you this week. My first guest just turned 100 years old this past Wednesday, and that's Norman Lear going to be joining us. Later on, a beautiful actress, Laurie Metcalf, will be here. Country legend Crystal Gayle will be joining us. And Trey Bodge will be talking about how to make personal movie videos. Next hour, another lovely actress, Jane Seymour. Matt Eisman from America's Ninja Warriors. Then we have Major Fred Galvin, who has a brand new book out called A Few Bad Men, A True Story. And then Tiffany Derry will be here talking about a new show on PBS. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi today. I'll be right back with 100-year-old Norman Lear.
Guys, what's the first thing you notice when you look at a photo of yourself? If you said your receding hairline or bald spot, Keeps can help you change that. Keeps has clinically proven FDA-approved hair treatments available online. Whether you're looking to prevent hair loss, stimulate hair growth, or take care of the hair you have, your Keeps physician will help you select the right products and develop a personalized hair-saving routine that works for you. It's easy. No waiting rooms or pharmacy visits. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. Half the cost. And if you have questions, you can message your Keeps doctor 24/7. If those balding jokes are wearing thin, join thousands of guys who have saved their hair. Visit Keeps.com/Doug Steffen for 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/Doug Steffen. Keeps.com/Doug Steffen.
July is one of the most patriotic months of the year. This is the perfect time for Flag Time to announce the launch of a special July Kickstarter campaign for Flag Guard. Flag Guard is a flag display unit that does more than just display Old Glory. Visit flagtime.com and click on the Kickstarter link to see what you've been missing when it comes to flying your flag. Not only will this unit protect your flag, but it will also protect your home with a built-in security camera. A light sensor will unfurl the flag when the sun comes up and put it away safely when the sun goes down. Visit flagtime.com and follow the Kickstarter link. Would you like to fly your flag at night? Turn on the LED light system. Everything is controlled from an app on your smartphone. Learn all about the Flag Guard at flagtime.com and follow the Kickstarter link. There, you'll see not only our prototypes in action, but you'll also learn about the July-only pricing and meet the Flag Guard team. Flagtime.com. That's flagtime.com. Visit flagtime.com and follow the Kickstarter link.
Back with Ron Segi today, and our first guest of the show is a gentleman that is absolutely unbelievable. He just turned, this past week, 100 years old. I'm not kidding. 100 years old. He sounds great. He's active. He's still relevant in our industry, and it's a delight to have him on our show again. That fits the description of our next guest. What a remarkable individual in this business. New York Times bestselling author, and changed the landscape of American television in the 70s. Happy 100th birthday, my friend Norman Lear.
Hi, Ron.
And now 100 years old. And Norman, any complaints?
If I had a complaint, it'd be an ingrate.
Oh.
Oh, I thank you very much. And as I listened to you with that introduction, I thought, even this I get to experience. I couldn't be more grateful. Thanks.
Well, I started to read the beginning, the preface of the book, and then I turned to chapter one. Then I chapter two. It's a great format, by the way. And I couldn't stop. This is a remarkable story about someone who's come from very humble and difficult decisions, early childhood, like you did, to make it to where you are today. Was the book therapeutic to write, Norman? Because you bring back some memories, especially of your mom and dad, that were tough to remember.
Yeah, it was extremely therapeutic. And it's amazing how, at my age, writing that book, how much I learned about my life and myself. And, you know, when we take the time to reflect on everything we've been through and everything we've learned, and, you know, especially if we're forced to talk about it or write about it, It's amazing. I think it's true for all of us. It's hard to be a human being, and we all experience that difficulty differently. But it's, you know, I think about it as the game of life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we pay a lot of money for the hard games, the most competitive games, the most difficult ones. And this game is hard, too.
Yes.
and we don't know the conclusion. And that's interesting.
Yeah, that is as a very valid point, too. I know you vacillated on this for a long time about writing it. And you really have written it warts and all. There's no question about that. And you learned something about you that we didn't know. For example, I was not aware of the fact that you were a veteran of 52 missions on a B-17 in Europe. And
yes.
And you know what I loved? And this is kind of crazy. I don't know where to start with all the questions I have. I could talk to you for days. But I got to tell you what I love is that aren't parents a unique commodity? You had one point were going to be in the first class of the Hall of Fame for the Television Academy. And you called your mom.
Yeah.
I love this. I have to read this. She said, well, and you told her, you know, you're in there with the greats. I mean, David Sarnoff, William Paley, Edward R. Merle, all of these fantastic people. Milton Berle, Lucille Ball.
Milton Berle, Lucille Ball.
Yeah. And she says, after you told her you were going to be in this, she says, well, if that's what they want to do, who am I to say? How do you feel when you get a reaction like that from
Except
mom?
Except with this inflection, Ron. If that's what they want to do, who am I to say?
Who am I to say? Now, you were doing a lot of movies and stuff with Dean Martin, Vincent Price, Martha Raye, Hedda Harper, our dear lost friend, Andy Williams, Frank Sinatra. When you got on the scene with these shows that at the time seemed controversial, what kind of problems did you go through with the networks, with the general public, with shows like All in the Family?
Never went to any real difficulty with the general public. Of course there were people who disagreed or didn't like or, you know, and that was a reasonable amount of mail that was always, by the way, provoked a good conversation because I would answer as many letters as I could. And I had long conversations over a period of months and sometimes years. The network was another thing. You know, we always live with an establishment that thinks it understands what's best for us. And it's not an establishment that takes that many chances. So, you know, so I had a network to say this, their favorite way of putting it was, this will not fly in Des Moines. Or there will be a knee-jerk reaction in the Bible Belt. There was a knee-jerk reaction when it was provoked, when there was a lot of press about the network wouldn't do this, and I was saying, yes, we have to do it, and there was sufficient press on that. Then there were organizations on the crazy right or religious organizations that joined with the network and said, no, he can't do this. But the American people are so much wiser than they're given credit for. And with Donald Trump right now, my version of why Donald Trump has been as important now, but why was he as important as he was for these months? Because the American people were using Donald Trump as their middle finger on the right hand. And they were saying to the established enemy, right, take this, you know, or you know the expression that goes with that.
Sure.
They weren't thinking Donald Trump would, they wanted him for 4 or 8 years as their president. They were saying, this is what you earn, you establishment, you give us leaders, like in our auto companies or our chemical companies or our political leadership. And take this.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you get bad press, like, let's say, critical press, like you did with some of the shows, and especially All in the Family, because that was the groundbreaker, those negative reviews, Norman, got to be, way down deep inside, a great thing. I mean, look what it did for Elvis when he first started. You know, everybody wanted to go see him in concert because they wanted to see the rest of his body. It's like when you go past a wreck, you want to look, but you don't want to look. You know, you got All in the Family, you're getting all of these reviews that maybe aren't as complimentary as maybe that Dick Van Dyke got, and then you turn around and say, I'm going to watch that because what's this all about? I mean, was that the case?
Well, Yeah, the reviews were pretty bad. The New York Times ran a long article, a really long article, by the woman who wrote Gentleman's Agreement, Laura Hobson. Wonderful writer. She wrote a major tome with Gentleman's Agreement about anti-Semitism, and so she was a, you know, known to be a great, had great attitudes and smarts about racial and religious issues and so forth. And she just loathed the show. She was writing about the first and second episodes when she wrote this piece. But they allowed me to answer her. And I love one line in my answer. I said, the way she expressed herself about the show and the way I felt were so different that she had to be somebody about my age. And I said, we were aging in different wine cellars.
Great line. Great line. I find it, in business myself, I find it very difficult to juggle a lot of things at one time. Here you're juggling 9 shows on the air at one time. It had to be a very busy time, exciting time. But, you know, little things. And this is what I loved about the book, little things. I mean, like I said before, you have warts and all. The word stifle, which, of course, was, you know, like a phrase that was synonymous with Archie Bunker, was a word your dad used.
Yes. Jeanette Stifle.
Yeah, Jeanette
Stifle. I can see his nose next to hers as he was screaming in her face.
And a comment he made when you were so happy that you were getting like $350 or $400 a week writing for Danny Thomas, he said, when you make $1,000 a week, then that's a lot of money. I mean, these are tough things to accept as a young man.
And what was so foolish and funny about that was that, you know, he never got close to making $300 a week.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and he was always going to have $1 million soon.
You referred to him as Arthur Miller's Willie Loman, didn't you?
Yes, in the sense that the one thing he did was, no matter what the odds were that seemed against him, he got up in the morning and his lust for life was so full. And he left the house with a shoe shine and a smile, like Willie Loman.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was ridiculous that he thought he was going to be wealthy very quickly with one scheme after another. But I loved the zest.
And that in itself is a great incentive. The man himself who changed television in the 70s, all of his shows were hits. All in the Family, Maude, Good Times, The Jeffersons, Mary Hartman, and the list goes on. An unbelievable producer of unique television shows that absolutely changed how people watch television and the subject matter. And that man is our guest, and we will come back with another segment with Norman Lear.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete.
And in an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Welcome back. It's Ron Sedgie today. My guest is probably one of the most successful television producers of all time. He absolutely changed television during the 70s with his shows. Shows like All in the Family, Maude, Good Times, The Jeffersons, and Mary Hartman. I mean, it was a different world then because this was the first time that television addressed topics that were very sensitive to the general public. He got a lot of criticism for it at first, but then it became a trend that took him to the top of the charts just about every week with all of those shows. They were all in the top 10 shows. And Norman just celebrated his 100th birthday this past Wednesday. I want to apologize, Norman, because in the beginning of the book, there is a list of all of the things that you have done, including a tour of China with writers and producers of Hollywood segment and, you know, your great stays with the presidents and your associations and being on President Nixon's enemy list, even though I think sometimes you had a great shot at promoting him with Archie Bunker loving him the way he did, and all of the accomplishments that you've had in a lifetime, which I assume is how you got to the title. Even this I get to experience because after so many decades in this business, you're still a very prevalent and respected individual. That's a tough thing to accomplish in television, and you know that better than anyone in the world would know that.
Well, it's, you know, there are two words that, small words that are much more important than we, in the nature of things, give them credit for. And those words are over and next. And when something is over, it is over, and we're on to next.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of found that a long time ago. And the hammock in the middle, if there was a hammock between over and next, that would be where living in the moment is.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I looked forward to this interview.
Well, I appreciate
it. Because it was my next. And I think of it truly as evenness I get to experience. Because it took me 93 years, a bunch of months and days and weeks and minutes to get to this interview. It took you all your life to get to this moment with me, too. And thinking about it that way just knocks me out.
Oh, my gosh. I got the chills when you said that. Absolutely. I know you're on a very busy schedule, Norman. I would love to have you come back anytime you wanted. But I would remiss if I didn't ask you my Barbara Walters question, what I hate to do, but I gotta do
that. Your Barbara Walters question?
My Barbara Walters question. So don't break down and cry on me, okay? What would you like to be remembered for? 100 years from now, you and I are finally gone. 100 years, okay? Because hopefully it's going to be a long time before, you know, either one of us leave the scene. What do you want to be remembered for? How do people want to look back on
you? If I were remembered for what I just spoke about, I'd be very happy.
Ah.
Call it the hammock in the middle. Call it living in the moment. Call it understanding that you matter because you are talking to somebody. You are relating to somebody. There's somebody looking at you that gets something from it in every moment. Living in the moment. if I could be remembered for this conversation, I'd be happy.
Well, how sweet of you to say that. You're the best, Norman. You really are. The book is out now.
Thank you.
A New York Times best-selling book that's in paperback. Norman Lear's penned it. I love the title. You may not get the title when you read it on a bookshelf. That's why you got to take it home and read it, and then you'll understand. Even this I get to experience by the genius of Norman Lear. Norman, anytime.
Well, I couldn't appreciate it more. Thank you.
Thank you. And anytime you want to come back, at a moment's notice, we'd love to have you, my friend.
I'm going to take you up on it.
I hope you do. Thank you, Norman.
I'll be back.
Okay, good.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks,
bye.
Norman. And as we mentioned in the beginning of this interview, Norman Lear just turned this past Wednesday, July 27th, 100 years old. Our next guest is a terrific actress, and she's always working. Joining us right now, Laurie Metcalf. Hi, Laurie. How are you?
Thank you, Ron. Thank you.
When they talk about the working actress,
a jam-packed couple of years, and I've been really fortunate that the projects have all been different.
You and I have a major thing in common.
What?
I, too, was born on June 16th.
Oh, nice. Yeah. You're a crazy Gemini.
I'm a crazy Gemini. Do people come up to you and say you have a split personality? Because my late father used to always tell me, how come when I see you on television or hear you on the radio, you're a different person than what I see and hear in the home? Do you have that same story?
I don't think it has struck them, but I feel it myself. I feel I'm very split.
Me too. I like to be around people, yet I like to be alone.
Yes, definitely.
I think I'm in love with you. I finally found somebody that understands me, you know? Goodness, great. Where have you been?
And yet, we can turn on a dime.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and falling completely out of love. So, bye-bye.
But the only thing that we probably don't have in common, you are a shy child. I wasn't. I always wanted to be the center of attention, hence the reason why I'm in this business. But you were shy as a child, were you not?
Yes, I was. Found that I was able to, in some convoluted way, part of my mind, hide behind the characters that I was playing. Even though it was me doing outrageous things on a stage, it wasn't really me. So nobody really knew me. I find it harder to do when there's a camera involved. I get more intimidated by the camera, so I like being on a stage better, but I just feel freer. So I think it helped pull me out of my shyness, also being able to play different characters and experience a story through somebody else.
Laurie, that is very interesting because normally someone is afraid to be on stage because they're in front of the people. When they're in front of the camera, all they see is the camera. When I perform concerts, I'm a singer. I mean, when I go on stage, I'm a little concerned because they could throw tomatoes and different stones and different things.
But you want a barrier? Yeah.
Yeah. But when I have a camera or a microphone in front of me, I'm very relaxed. So that's unusual. This is going to be our first disagreement. You know that, don't you?
Yes. Right. And you get to do something that I've always wanted to do and I can't do.
What's that?
Sing in front of an orchestra or a band.
There's nothing like
it. I can't sing, and so I've always wanted to feel what that rush felt like.
Well, first of all, I can't sing either, but it's just something.
No.
You're right. It is a rush. There's no question about it. I can't wait to get up there. Do you ever have any downtime? I mean, a lot of times when people see an actor or an actress on television or in the movies, they don't realize that this thing was done 400 years ago and they're probably sitting at home.
I do have some downtime between projects. I don't handle my downtime very well. I just like, there's nothing that I like more than being in a rehearsal room and attacking a script and taking it apart, and I feel creative and energized. And the downtime, I don't really know what to do with myself much. I do the mom thing. And
you're very domesticated then, right?
No. Well, I'm out of duty.
That's pretty funny. Duty. Well, we enjoy your work, and we both have the same birthday. And how do you celebrate? Yep. You used to like to have parties. You want to do that?
No, I don't have parties. What I did last year, I was doing a play on Broadway, walked back to my apartment, and swung past a pizza joint on the way back and got a whole pizza.
Wow.
I gorged on.
When people make a fuss over my birthday, I feel embarrassed. When they don't make a fuss out of my birthday, I'm thinking to myself, why aren't they making a fuss over my birthday? It's a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
You're a great guest. Any excuse to come back,
definitely.
Laurie, come on back, okay?
All right. Thanks, Ron.
Our guest has been Laurie Metcalf. I like her. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal help.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden is returning to isolation after testing positive again for COVID-19. White House physician Kevin O'Connor said in a letter that the president has experienced no reemergence of symptoms and continues to feel quite well. O'Connor asked there is no reason to reinitiate treatment at this time. Biden is once again isolating until he tests negative for the virus. Upcoming trips to his home in Wilmington, Delaware, and to Michigan have been canceled. The winning ticket for the $1.3 billion Mega Millions jackpot was sold in Illinois. According to the drawing's website, the winning ticket was bought at a Speedway gas station and convenience store in the Chicago suburb of Des Plaines. It's the nation's third largest lottery payout ever. The winner could have the jackpot paid over the course of 3 decades or cash out at more than $780 million. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka fan, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
do.
Back all across the USA and around the world, and that voice and that song needs no introduction. They are both beautiful, and I am so delighted to have our next guest with us. Joining us right now is the beautiful Grammy-winning singer and songwriter Crystal Gayle. Hi, Crystal. How are you?
Hello. Thank you for having me on your show.
I'm doing great. Well, I
thank
you for being here. I got to tell a short story before I get into what we want to talk about today, okay? For years, I've been a singer, and the last couple of years, I put together a 15-piece orchestra with three backup singers, and we go out and tour. You know, it's kind of a high-energy, Las Vegas type show, but there is one part in the show, just the keyboard player and myself, and I dedicate a song to you, and that song is When I Dream.
Well, that's beautiful.
Yeah, I love that song.
I appreciate that.
Well, I can't do it, of course, like you do it. Nobody can, but I want you to know that you're part of that stage show with that beautiful song. Just an acapella with me and a keyboard player. It's beautiful.
That sounds great, and I do appreciate that. It is such a beautiful song.
Oh, the words are sensational. You're in downtown Nashville at the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum. This is huge, ladies and gentlemen. On display, and will be until November 3rd, is the Crystal Gayle When I Dream exhibit. Now, Crystal, how did this come about?
Well, they asked me if I would love to have a display, and I said, I was so honored that they would ask to have some of my things, that my artifacts, as we call them, of my career on display, and it's been an honor. And it was so hard going through everything. It was like, I couldn't believe I kept everything in the world, but also to look back on my career, realize I had done so much that, you know, when you're out there doing it, you don't really think about it because you're out there or you're busy or it's just going by. And then all of a sudden, you're looking back at it and thinking, I don't remember doing all that.
But you did. Now, you mentioned something that kind of touches a soft spot when you say always save things. One of the things on exhibit, ladies and gentlemen, is a hand-stitched Valentine that Gayle made in third grade for her mother. Now, when I was growing up, I had a couple of aunts that saved everything that I had because they thought I was going to be president one day, or I was going to be the host of the Tennessee Ford show, or they thought all kinds of big things for me, right? And now my kids laugh at me when I do that for them, but you never know. I mean, when you made that beautiful hand-stitched Valentine back in third grade, who knew it would be in the Country Music Hall of Fame?
It was something when I gave it to my mother that she took it and she took a needle and she stuck on the wall. It hung on the wall above the television for many, many years.
Wow.
And she was very proud of that little heart.
How
that
cool
made
is
her.
That? Now, you also have the custom white microphone with your name engraved in gold. I'd love to see that. And a red parlor guitar that was custom built for you. Do you have an intricate part in picking this stuff? And the reason I asked that is just the other day, I was talking to Dwayne Allen of the Oak Ridge Boys, and he mentioned the fact that he was inducted into the Texas Country Music Hall of Fame, but he didn't want to know any of the artifacts that were going to be in it. He wanted to be totally surprised. I take it that you had an intricate part in picking some of this valuable information and artifacts.
I did have a hand in it, but they ultimately picked the things that they wanted from all the things I gave them. And then they asked for suggestions. And, of course, I wanted the dress that my mother bought me when I was going out to the Academy of Country Music. It was my first trip to California. And she thought I should have a pretty dress, so she bought my first expensive one, and it was a little over $100.
Wow.
Of that one in there, and of course I've got beaded gowns and clothes from all over the world, but also, as I always say, my hand-me-downs that my sister Loretta gave me. When she was finished singing and wearing them on stage, she'd hand them down to my sister Peggy and I, because we would sing around Indiana, where I grew up.
Sure.
And So we got her hand-me-downs.
Now, you think about this, ladies and gentlemen. Not only would you be able to see a hand-me-down of Crystal Gayle, but formerly belonging to Peggy Sue and Loretta Lynn. I mean, we're talking about something that three stars wore. Also, you have an LP cover from the soundtrack of One from the Heart.
Yes, I got to work with Tom Waits, an incredible experience. Being able to do this wonderful soundtrack for a movie called One from the Heart. Francis Ford Coppola was the director of the movie, and when Tom said, hey, come into L.A. and let's do this together, I loved it. It was so much fun working with an artist like Tom. And he would write during the night, and we would record the next day. Everything on the soundtrack that we did together was live.
Yeah, that's great. The flight suit and the boots that you wore on your F-16 flight in 1984, the 77 Grammy for Best Female Country Performance for Don't Make My Brown Eyes Blue, all of these great, great artifacts, as we mentioned. You know, when I first owned my first radio station, Crystal, I not only was the owner, I also did the morning show. And finally, one of the disc jockeys said, why do you play so much off that Crystal Gayle album every morning between 6 and 9? I said, look, it's my radio station. I'll run it my way.
Now, I appreciate that.
I would play like 3 an hour, and they'd say, well, we're not allowed to do that. I said, well, when you put the money into this place that I did, you can do what you want to do. Until then, I'm doing it. The exhibit is set to run through November 3rd, as I mentioned, but will it be touring after that, Crystal?
Well, we hadn't thought about that. I'm sure we'll have some things kept on display, certain things that they want to keep that they'll put in another area. There might be another display later on that they'll put different stuff out if they wanted to have us a part of it. And the country music, the Hall of Fame here is just incredible. I find that when I talk to people that they don't know much about country music, I tell them to come here and you can learn and hear so much about it, and I'm so glad that they're preserving it.
You know, I think a lot of people don't realize that they're country fans because you go back to the baby boomers, a lot of the top 40 hits in the crossover era of the 60s were all country. Ronnie Dove, I mean, yourself, Glenn Campbell. I mean, let's face it, those were country crossovers, but they became top 40 hits.
That's right. A lot of songs were crossover.
Yeah.
Eddie Arnold.
Perfect example.
Good music can be played everywhere.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly
right. And I'm so glad that country music is a mixture of a lot of different things.
Do you still have a pretty stringent touring schedule? I remember when I saw you down here in Orlando. Actually, you were here for a convention. I will just say it was a political convention. I'll leave it at that, okay? But I won't go into any politics. Do you do a lot of dates?
If I do between 30 to 40 concerts a year, that's plenty.
Yeah.
You know, I used to do so many and work the road so much. It's nice. You know, I can take it easy. Love being out there.
Well, and you're sensational at it. And your beauty, and your not only in your appearance, but in your voice, is a full combo situation. But I'm going to ask you an unfair question now, Crystal. Out of all of these outstanding artifacts that if you're a fan of Crystal Gayle, you will love, what's your favorite?
My favorite, I do have a heart-shaped letter that I wrote to my husband that before we were married that I actually let them put on display. And it was my first trip to New York, and I was telling him about all the places I was seeing, all the food, because it was all new to me. I'd never been around such a big city, and I was meeting the record company and Billboard magazine and all the different places that I could go being country, and it was a little more personal, and I thought, well, maybe I shouldn't, but then I thought, well, then why not?
Oh, wow. Well, when I go there, I want to see that, and I want to see that hand-stitched Valentine. Oh, and the white microphone. I can't forget the white microphone. I got a lot of things.
The Electro Voice.
There you go. Right. Oh, and they were beautiful, too. Downtown Nashville at the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum. The exhibit goes on until November 3rd. It's the When I Dream exhibit, of course, marking all the great artifacts by the sensational country and crossover giant, our friend Crystal Gayle. And when I dream of her. I will tell you that right now. My wife ain't too happy to hear about that, Crystal, but hey, what are you going to do, you know? Crystal, please,
thank you so much.
And please do us a favor. Come back and join us sometime. We'd love to have you. We're all fans of you here.
Sure. will.
I look forward to it, and good luck, and I will promise you that we're going to come down there in the fall and check this out, okay?
Well, I appreciate that, and you have a great night. Okay. Thank you for everything.
Thank you for everything, Crystal. Our guest, Crystal Gale, this tremendous exhibit is now in Nashville. You get a chance to go down and see it. She's great. Thank you for letting me sing your song.
I'm honored that you sing that new show.
And believe me, you have no idea how well it's received, too. We'll be back with more on Ron Segi Today.
I'll just cry all night long. Say it is untrue. I don't admit my bad eyes.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete.
And in an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at...
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Ron Segi today, live all across the USA and around the world. We're going to be talking about a subject that I firmly believe in, and I'm anxious to talk to our next guest. She's been with us before. She is an accomplished lifestyle journalist, a TV commentator, and you've seen her on NBC News, Inside Edition, CNBC, and a lot of local network affiliates, and on radio you didn't see her, but you heard her, and you're going to hear her today. Joining us right now is Trey Bodge. Hi, Trey. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me back, Ron.
I think that first name of yours is so cool. I don't know what nationality or anything it comes from, but it's just a cool name.
Well, I'll tell you something, Ron. I made it up. It's my nickname, and I chose it as my personal professional name because it was unique, and I wanted people to always remember.
Your real name is probably like Helen or Alice or something like that, right?
It's Tracy.
Oh, well, wait a minute now. Tracy's a nice name. I had a lot of radio stations that I owned that I used to always like to have a girl on the air named Tracy.
Funny because people would meet me and they'd say, I know you, but I don't remember your name. It just never suited me. So Trey, people always remember.
Okay, all right. Well, you know what? You know best. When I mention induction, I really mean, and that is I believe in this tool that you have for making consumers more aware of businesses. Of course, the whole landscape has changed over not only the few years, but in the last year, new tools and technology to succeed. And you talk about one of the tools is a video. I love this idea. I've done this my entire career. Tell us about it.
Part of the broader shift in viewing habits during the pandemic is that we all turned to video. And so it's really important for brands to live comfortably in that space. And a way that makes it really easy for brands is the short form video, namely Reels from Meta. And what's great about the Reels is this is a way for us to build brand awareness and define our brand and grow our community.
When you talk about now Reel, of course, when you think of Reel, we think of film on the Reel to Reel, but of course, this is on video. What is the length? What is the presentation? What is talent? And an idea of possibly even the cost. I think it's a great idea. Is this something you use on social media? Do you make it as a presentation to new customers?
Yeah, so a Reel is, they live on Instagram and Facebook, and they are free to make, and there are all sorts of really cool tools that brand owners and entrepreneurs can use to make really compelling Reels. And so this is not something that should cost you anything. You can make it right on your phone. And when you're making your Reels and experimenting with them, it's good to look to other brands that are maybe in your space or influencers that you follow for ideas. You want to make that Reel relatable. You want to make it recognizable as your brand. You hope that people will watch it again and again, so it should be quick. You know, you talked about length. I find sort of 15 seconds to 30 seconds is kind of my sweet spot when I make a Reel. And you want to use interesting narration styles that highlight a message that you're trying to put out there or a product that you're looking to sell.
So in other words, you don't have to go to a production company. You don't have to have professional talent. You don't have to have editing and all that stuff. You could just do it in your office or in your factory or, in my case, in my studio.
100%. So this is something you can do right on your phone, and it's a lot of fun. And there's audio that you can use, and you'll find as you get comfortable making these is that there are trending audios that lots of people are using, and that's a great way to get more eyeballs on your video. And something else to think about, that if you're a brand that is looking to sell something, you can make your Reels shoppable. You can add product tags that a viewer can click on and buy your product right from the Reel. And so that's a really good tool to help your business grow.
Do you just use it for social media, like Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, that type of thing?
Yeah, so these live on Facebook and Instagram, and so that's really where you want to put these Reels. They are made within that format. And so this is a really good way to grow your social media platform in general.
Okay, let's talk about somebody who may not have the creative juices to come up with the idea or how to present it. Is it better to talk to somebody, whether it be an advertising agency or maybe a friend in the media, that has some background in how to make something saleable?
So what I would do is I would utilize the resources that Meta has online. There are so many great resources, and you can even teach yourself. And what's also cool is they've created something called the Small Business Studios, where from July through October, they're going to be visiting a variety of cities across the country for in-person immersive events. Now, if you can't make those in-person events, You can go to FB, which as in Facebook.com/smallbusinessstudios, and you can learn virtually. There will be online workshops where you can learn how to improve your photo, video, and design skills and really learn how to engage consumers through your reels.
Now, Trey, I've been told a lot of times that this type of means of marketing shouldn't be a hard sell. It should be something that is entertaining and draws people to maybe your website, some kind of a web page, or whatever the case may be, and not really go under and say, hey, buy now, but more of a aggressive way to just be creative and help people see that you're there, you're credible, they're building trust, and you're engaging them.
I would completely agree. I think that the hard sell is not the route to go. This is something that you want to think about in the long term, just creating reels regularly to introduce yourself and your brand to consumers. And so if you're selling them hard, that's not like a nice feeling for them. But if you're talking about a fun new product, they might want to click on it and buy, or they might want to just watch the reel and learn about the product. You want to think more about entertaining, engaging, defining your brand, and keep making reels that are interesting and fun for people to watch.
After a period of time, you build credibility with the potential customer.
I would agree. I mean, I love to watch different brand reels, and the ones that I really enjoy are the ones that are relatable and fun and funny, or that teach me something. Like, these are all elements to think of as you're creating your reels.
Do you go to Meta to find out how to do this? In other words, if I get off the air today and I want to do this, what's the first thing I do, Trey?
I would go to FB.com, as in Facebook.com/smallbusinessstudios, and there you'll find lots of resources to help you learn more. And then the other thing that I would do is go on Instagram and start watching reels.
Right.
There's a button that's specific to reels, and start watching and seeing what other brands in your space are doing or other influencers that you like to follow are doing, and that will give you a lot of great ideas about how you'd like to make your own reels.
I failed to mention in the introduction that Trey has been named the top voice in retail by LinkedIn. She knows her stuff. When you're doing these, is there any business that is exempt from having this type of service? I can't think of any right off the top of my head.
I don't think so. I mean, any brand can make a really great reel.
Yeah.
And whether you're selling something, a product, or a service, really the opportunities are endless. And there are so many amazing content creators out there to follow. And you can find tips from them that then relate to the reels that you want to create.
Trey, great ideas. Really sensational. Always glad when you're here. You always shed light on something new and innovative. And we appreciate your time. And now that I know your real name, I can send you a Christmas card.
Thanks so much, Ron.
Thanks, Trey. Our guest has been business and lifestyle journalist, TV commentator, and our friend Trey Bodge.
Thanks, Ron. Always a pleasure.
We're going to pause for a second, but there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Biscuit carnitas, two burnt end platters, three...
The kitchen at Kai's Barbecue is firing on all cylinders.
Greg, help me bring this to the pickup counter.
He needs food runners who can hit the ground quickly.
86 on the chicken and we're short-staffed. Let's pick it up.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you overwhelmed with credit card debt and unable to pay your bills? Has your income decreased or have you lost your job? At Credit Card of America, we offer a free, no-obligation consultation to learn how you can cut your payments by up to half and potentially lower your interest down to zero. Credit Card of America is an A-plus rated company that will work on your behalf. We've counseled over 1 million consumers struggling with debt just like you. Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation and learn how you can become debt-free. Call 800-291-3818. That's 800-291-3818.
That's a wrap with hour number one of Ron Sedgy today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guest for joining me this first hour. Celebrated his 100th birthday last Wednesday, July 27th, Norman Lear. Also want to thank Laurie Metcalf, country great Crystal Gayle, and Trey Vodge. Next hour, actress Jane Seymour will be on the show. Matt Eisman, 50% of the hosting duties on American Ninja Warriors. Then Major Fred Galvin will be here. He has a brand new book out, and it's called A Few Bad Men. Later on, then, Tiffany Derry, and she has a brand new show on PBS. That's all coming up next hour with Ron Sedgy today. We'll be back with our first guest, the second hour, Jane Seymour.